Now we are in the book of Revelation, chapter 20. If you remember, last week we finished the Revelation chapter 19. That chapter is a little bit bigger. I wanted to give some of the Bible scriptures, but I said we don't have time. So I wanted to go a little bit back to Revelation chapter 19, verse 17 and 18. Please read.
And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves unto the supper. Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and of the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and of the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great.
Now when this invitation was given to the birds, the birds were invited to eat the flesh of the kings and the armies. Who are these people? Those people came to fight with Jesus and his army. And that's what happened. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 28, if you read, and you might have read so many times, but sometimes you thought, what is this verse is saying? I don't understand, but it makes sense when we read this.
For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together.
This verse, if you read, you will not understand why this verse is said. But let's read from verse 27 to 30.
For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
See, these verses are showing that Jesus Christ, he is coming back in Revelation to fight with his enemy. But many Christians or many teachers get mixed up, and they're thinking this is for the rapture. And the verse 28 we read, read one more time. And the verse 28 we read, this is where we are going to gather. They say, oh, we are going to gather where Jesus is. And why is saying the carcasses and eagles? What they will give the example, oh, Jesus died for us, so when he comes, we gather together with him. But that's not the meaning comes. Please read.
For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together.
Now, words eagle also is a wrong word here, because when the carcasses are dead bodies, what kind of birds comes? The vultures comes, not the eagle. The vultures comes. So here in the Revelation chapter 19, we read, is giving invitation to all the birds to eat the flesh of the enemies. Let's read the Ezekiel chapter 39, verses 17 to 20.
And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves and come, gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. And ye shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. Thus ye shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, saith the Lord God.
Now, you know what? This matches to the Revelation chapter 19, verse 17 and 18. So last time, I didn't have time to give all the scriptures. Read in Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 2 and 3.
I will utterly consume all things from off the land, saith the Lord. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heaven and the fishes of the sea, and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off man from off the land, saith the Lord.
Okay, and verse 18, same chapter.
Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land.
read the Joel chapter 3, verses 2 and 14 to 16.
I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. 20. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. For the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more.
We learn that when Jesus Christ comes, he's coming to fight with his enemy, and his enemy will be destroyed. Now let's go to the Revelation chapter 20 and start reading from verse 1.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand.
When Jesus Christ comes, he destroys his enemy, and now he is going to start the millennium kingdom, 1,000 years reign on this earth. But before he starts, the devil should be bound for 1,000 years. And we already learned in the Revelation chapter 19, we will be learning later on, the false prophets and the Antichrist were bound and thrown into the lake of fire. They have evil trinity. Just like a God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, their evil trinity is the devil, is the dragon, the beast is like Antichrist, and the false prophet. So their trinity like that. So we learn Jesus Christ, when he came, we read in 19 chapter, verses 19 and 20, he got hold of this Antichrist and the false prophet and put them in the lake of fire. Now only third person was remaining, who is the boss, the devil. Now the angel coming from heaven, and he has the key of the bottomless pit. When we read in Revelation chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, there also one Antichrist was in the bottomless pit and he was released. But here we see the devil is bound and will be kept in the bottomless pit. Please read.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit.
When we already studied this, but some people are confused, who is this person or who is this angel has the key? But the Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, it says, Jesus Christ says, I was dead, but now I'm alive. And he has the key. So Jesus Christ, the one who is having key. Please read verse, Revelation chapter 1 verse 18.
I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death.
Now Jesus has the key of the hell. And so now here comes the angel in Revelation chapter 20, and he has a key of the bottomless pit. Let's read the verse 2, Revelation 20 verse 2.
And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years.
Now, can you imagine, when you devil or Satan is a spirit, he was the angel, his original name was a Lucifer, but now what happened, he went against God, he rebelled against God, so now he was kicked out from the heaven, and now he is called the fallen angel. So now we see this fallen angel is a devil, is a Satan, is a deceiver, is a troublemaker, he's a destroyer. And now the word of God is saying, the angel comes, he had the key, and he opens the bottomless pit, and he put this Satan, and he is called here dragon. He was also called the serpent. He is also called the devil. And he's also called the Satan. He has several names. But this Satan, who was the Lucifer, now he is bound for 1,000 years with a chain. Now somebody would think, this is an angel, he is a spirit. How can somebody bind the spirit angel? Angel can come with the doors and windows are closed. Angel comes in and they go. And so now this is the same angel who is the fallen angel. God is giving authority to one of the angels to bind him with a chain. Us to understand, God is giving some power to this one angel. He gets hold of this Satan and he ties him. Now we don't know what kind of chain he has. It's a heavenly chain. But you can see that God can say one word, stand right here or don't move. He cannot do anything. So God is more powerful than the Satan. And so God allows this angel to give him power, to give him a chain and binds this devil for 1,000 years. And then what he does, he puts the seal. Let's read the verse 3. Revelation 20 verse 3.
And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season.
Now see here also we see, he cast him into bottomless pit, and shut him up. Now, already he is bound, and he is put in the bottomless pit, and he says, seal upon him. But they put the seal on him. He says, why the seal was given? Because he should not be deceived anymore. Means he cannot talk anymore. He cannot whisper or do anything. So when you bind somebody and you don't want that person to say something, what you do? Put the tape, right? So now, it didn't use the word tape here, because I don't know in those days when this book was written, tape was invented. Tape might be not invented, so he could not use the word tape. But he says he was sealed. So that means his mouth was sealed, his hands were tied, and feet is tied, and now he is in the bottomless pit. That means there is no bottom. He keep on falling, but he cannot land. Maybe he's in like a keep on falling in 1,000 years. And then he says, why the seal was put on seal on him? Because he should not be deceiving the nations no more. When somebody says deceive the nations no more, that means he cannot deceive anymore. But then again he say till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. So 1,000 years he cannot do anything. We will have peaceful kingdom with Jesus Christ, and then the devil will be released again. He says after that he must be loose for a little season. Some Bible will say little time or something like that. But when you say season, then we know season is doesn't last too long. We have 4 seasons, and some places they have 2 seasons or 3 seasons. But we have, the fall, then winter, and then spring, all kinds. These are the seasons. And so he says even the season he will be given a little season, not maybe 3 months or 4 months, season, a little season, or say little time.
And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
And in these 1,000 years, they say, the word of God says, I saw the thrones and they sat upon them. Now, who are they? And here is saying who sat and who reigned, but you have to read until the verse 6 to get the whole story. But here is saying there are some people before the millennium. Tribulation was 7 years. The first 3.5 was mild tribulation, but the last tribulation was 3.5 years. That's the time the devil was giving the number 666. If somebody doesn't take number, then they will be killed. or somebody doesn't worship the image, they will be killed, doesn't take the mark, they will be killed. And so these are the people, they were witnessing for Jesus Christ. They overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of God. And they were not worshiping the beast, neither the image, neither receiving any marks upon their forehead or their hands. And these are the people lived with Jesus Christ and reigned with him for 1,000 years. Verse 5.
But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
Now he says the rest of the dead were not resurrected. Those people were resurrected and they were called the first. They had the chance for the first resurrection. Actually, Jesus Christ is called the first fruit. Jesus is the only one died on the cross of Calvary, was buried, and was resurrected third day. That gave us mankind hope. When Jesus Christ is risen, the word of God says, if you have the same spirit what Jesus Christ had, according to the Romans chapter 8, verses 8 to 10 or 8 to 11, we will be resurrected. So Jesus Christ is the first fruit of resurrection, and after that we are the one also called the first fruit or first people who are resurrected. We read that already in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, when Jesus Christ comes in the mid-air and the trumpet will be sound and dead in Christ will rise first, and the people who are alive, they will be transformed and we will meet the Lord in the air. And then when the tribulation is finished, Jesus Christ and the bride and the other martyrs and other people will be coming with him to reign on this earth for 1,000 years. So these are the people who are blessed, who are didn't take the name of the devil on their forehead or worship him or took the mark, and they became martyrs. Those people will be coming. And so we are the people who are going to be resurrected first, and martyrs, when the Antichrist will kill them, instantly they will go to heaven. And so the people will be in heaven. And if you remember Revelation chapter 6, the martyrs were asking the questions to God, how long we are going to wait? And why you're not taking revenge? He said, the let it be number be fulfilled. So now the number is fulfilled. Jesus Christ is coming to rule over this earth, and all these people are coming back with him. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6.
Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
Now listen carefully. Who are going to be reigning or sitting on the throne? Not only all the people who are got martyrs in the tribulation, but the church has given the authority. If you remember, Peter was asking Jesus, Jesus, we left everything. What we're going to get? What Jesus said? Let's go and read in Matthew chapter 19, starting from verse 27.
Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
That means not only the 12 apostles, but he says God has given chance to everyone. He says first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So we have the chance also to sit on the throne. And so Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 and 27, he says, the church, if you overcome, we are going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. Please read.
And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father.
Now see, here he's saying, I received the authority from my Father to rule. And so he said, you will be ruling with me. Psalm 2, verse 9, that's the prophecy was given for Jesus Christ.
Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
See, exactly what the prophecy was given for Jesus. Jesus says the church, overcomers, will be sitting on my throne and do the exactly what I am doing. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4 and 5.
But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins.
See, here the word of God is saying Jesus Christ has power to rule the nations. And book of Daniel chapter 2, verse 34 and 35, if you read, when that Nebuchadnezzar saw the dream, and Daniel explained to him, there will be the stone coming from heaven, and it will dash to all those nations like toe, and he will start his kingdom, and his kingdom will spread around the world. Let's read the Daniel chapter 2, verse 34-35.
Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
Filled the whole earth. That stone, Jesus Christ says, the stone, the people who rejected, but he became the cornerstone. Jesus Christ is the only one can rule the whole world and destroy the enemy. And that's going to happen in this 1,000 years reign. Okay, now let's read, go back to the Revelation chapter 20 and verse 7.
And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them.
Now here he's saying, the devil was loose after the 1,000 years, and the word of God said that bottomless pit was a prison. Now he's coming out of the prison, and now he's going out to deceive not only one person, the whole nations. And the Gog and Magog is given this Russia and his army coming with all the other nations. Before that, when we saw the 10 European nations coming with the Antichrist, and those people all already destroyed, and the millennium started, this is happening after the millennium. So after the millennium, devil is loose, and now somebody says, why the devil has to be loose again? The reason why in the millennium, some of the people, whoever were born, and if those people were sinners remaining in the millennium, and their children's children, they can only live for 100 years and they will die. But the people who are alive, and when Jesus Christ is there ruling for 1,000 years, and whoever was there in the last millennium, 100 years or so, those people has to be given chance to believe Jesus Christ or go after the devil. And so they will start deceiving them, and some of the people will be deceived. But the people who are already dead in the millennium, those people will be resurrected for the judgment. But here we see the armies are coming, not one or two, like a sand of the sea. That means so many people are coming again, because millennium, 1,000 years, how much population was growing. And so young person, the sinners, the baby also will not die 100 years. So the people were growing. And so many, many people who did not believe Jesus Christ and who listen to the devil, they are coming back to fight with God. And the verse 9, it says, please read.
And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.
And so what the word of God is saying, when they gathered together and they came around the Jerusalem and camp around all the saints of God. And the word of God says, if you read in the book of Ezekiel, they said, now they're coming because there is no walls. And there is no walls, no protection, because in the millennium, they were not learning wars. They were not fighting. So weapons of warfare were completely destroyed. And so the Israeli people were not doing any war or not learning war. And so now the devil took advantage, and Gog and Magog, these Russian people, said, hey, let's go. Now they don't have any wall and they're living peaceably. We can destroy them. And so they are coming together. But the word of God says, fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Let's read the Isaiah chapter 66, verse 15 and 16.
For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many.
See, when the fire of God comes from heaven, now there is no need of sword, there is no need of war, because God is going to send the fire. In Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12 and 15, this can happen in the time of Armageddon, or it can happen in the time when the fire coming from heaven to destroy the mankind. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12 to 15.
And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in these tents as this plague.
See, so now this kind of situation can happen in the time of Jesus Christ comes and fights the war, or he can send the same kind of fire and destroy all these devil and his armies. Let's go back to the Revelation chapter 20, verse 10.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Now see, here it says, the devil who was deceiving was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, there where the beast and the false prophets are. And we read in Revelation chapter 19, verse 19 and 20, when Jesus Christ came in the chapter 19, got hold of the Antichrist, got hold of the false prophet, beast and false prophet, and put them in a lake of fire. Now the devil is the third person, is going to the same lake of fire. Now they will be like devil, Antichrist, and false prophet. They will be all in that lake of fire for eternity. Okay. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11.
And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
Now here is saying, I saw a great white throne, and he that sat on it. Who is he? Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ is sitting on the throne, the white throne, for what? He is going to judge all the nations. And so what happens at that particular time, many people do not understand, because the word of God is saying, and heavens and earth fled away. Why this happened? Because from Adam until the last person was killed, after the millennium, the judgment, there will be millions and billions of people should be judged. And so what God is doing, putting a white throne judgment somewhere in outer space, we don't know where it is. And here he says, in front of his face, the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was no found a place for them. And so this is the situation. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17, please read.
For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind.
Now here he's saying, I'm going to create a new heaven, a new earth. But when you start reading that 65 chapter a little bit further, it sounds like he is creating a new environment to live for people in a millennium. That's why people get confused and they are saying God is going to renew the earth. But if you read in Revelation chapter 21, verse 1, it's also clearly said this world is going to pass away. Please read.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.
See, that now in Revelation also say the heaven and earth passed away. And Peter also said in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 to 13, but many people thinking it's a renovation or making this earth good for living for eternity. But it's not for living for eternity. This earth is going to pass away. Please read.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness.
See, new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth the righteousness. That means this old heaven and old earth is going to vanish away. Go back to the Revelation chapter 20, verse 12.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works.
John says, I saw the dead, small and great, and they were standing before the Lord, or before God, and the books were open. Now there are two, three kinds of books. One book, you're keeping our records of every sin, whatever the person does. The another book is called the Book of Life. And the another book is called the Book of Lamb's Book of Life. And so now what's happening here, each and every person who did commit wrong sins or commit sinful activity, their names were written and books were open, and according to their deeds, they were judged. Daniel chapter 12, verses 2 and 3 is also said, the judgment day is coming. Please read.
And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
See, some people will be raised to condemn, and some people will raise for everlasting life. Matthew chapter 25, please read from verse 32. Matthew 25, 32 to 48 we should be reading, but let's read only 34 and verse 41.
Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Now here is the group of people God is saying, okay, come and inherit the kingdom. Verse 41.
Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
Now see, here the word of God is saying, there are two groups of people will be, one at the right hand, they will call the sheep, the left hand people will be going to eternal fire, and right-hand people will go into the kingdom of God. Matthew 46, okay.
And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
So these people who are judged in the left hand, they will go for eternal punishment. When we read here, there are two groups of people. One, left hand goats, right hand sheep. And many people, Christian people, make a mistake. They say, oh, we are also called sheep, because Jesus Christ says, my sheep will hear my voice. But we are not in that judgment. God is not going to judge us. Why is that? Because the Word of God says the judgment is not for the believers. But just go to this St. John chapter 5 and verse 24.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
See, once we believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, whatever the sin we committed, we repented for our sins and say, Lord, forgive me, and I'm not going to commit this sin anymore. Means you confess and forsake, and then God will have mercy on you, and he says you will not go to condemnation, but you go to everlasting life. You pass from death unto life. Please read Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
See, there is no condemnation for the believers, because we are not walking after the flesh. Walking after the flesh means what? Smoking, drinking, or doing all kinds of adultery, fornication, lying and cheating. Whatever the sin you're committing, those are the works of the flesh. When you do the works of the flesh, you're going to die, you're going to be judged. But if you walk according to the Spirit of God, when you are born again child of God, and you walk according to the Spirit of God, there is no judgment. So the judgment is for the sinners, and judgment is for the Jewish people, but the judgment is not for the believers. And so we will not be judged. Okay, let's read Revelation chapter 20, verse 14 and 15.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Now here is saying death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. Now what happened after the judgment? The devil is judged. The beast Antichrist is judged. False prophets is judged. They were already putting in a hell fire. And after that, the white throne judgment, whatever the people were judged according to their works, and they all people will be thrown into the hellfire. Because we read in the Revelation chapter 20 verse 12, each and every place the person was dead, maybe in the sea, maybe burned into ashes, or wherever he was buried, those all hell and Hades and death will give them back to Jesus Christ, means they will be resurrected for the destruction or judgment. And so now all the people came from the hell, all the people were resurrected from the death, all those people after judging, they will be putting back to the lake of fire. This is not ordinary hell, it's a lake of fire, and that will be burning for eternity. This is the second death. That means once person dies, that person says, now it's finished. I am dead and I'm going to have peace. And whatever I committed sin, nobody noticed, nobody found me out, no police caught me, so I'm okay. But the Word of God says, even though you did commit sin and nobody caught you, but your record was there in the book, and when the Lord Jesus Christ raised them for the judgment day, and they will be judged accordingly, and they will put back to hellfire, that is called second death. But the second death is not for the believers. Read Revelation chapter 2, verse 11.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be heard of the second death.
See, if you overcome, means overcome for sinful activities, overcome for sinful life, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you pass from death unto life, and there is no second death for the believers. That's why we call born again. Once you are born again, you are not going to die again. You are going to live forever. Okay, let's go back to the Revelation chapter 20, verse 15.
And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Now see, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. As I said earlier, there is book written, everybody's name is there, everybody's deeds are there. People who are born again people, their name is written in the book of life. And some people who believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, their name is written in the Lamb's book of life. If you remember Exodus chapter 32, Moses said the people committed sin and please don't kill them, don't destroy them. And what kind of sin they did? They worshiped the idol. Please read. Exodus chapter 32, starting from verse 31.
And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, O, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written.
What he's praying, he said the people worship the bull, worship the idol, and so forgive them. They have to repent of their sins themselves. And so what God says, please read verse 33.
And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book.
He said, if they commit sin, I'm going to take the name out of my book. And so when their name is not found in the book of life, those people will be condemned and will be thrown in the hellfire. But thank God, our name is not in the book of judgment, because God says, I will not take your name out of the book. Please read Revelation chapter 3, verse 5.
He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
See what he's trying to say? Moses, he said, if somebody commits sin, I will blot out their name from my book. Here he's saying to the church, if you overcome, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you give your life to Jesus Christ, I will not blot out your name from the book of life. So that's the blessing for the Christians. Our name is written in the book of life, and we are going to have eternal life. The word of God says in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 4, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Please read.
Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die.
Okay, soul that sinneth, it shall die. So, sinners, they are going to go to hell. But the only way they can come to heaven or have eternal life, believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's why we have to tell people, you are going to go to eternal hellfire. And that's not a joke. The word of God says, our God is a true God. He is a true righteous judge. And he has already set a time to judge the people. And after the judgment, eternal hellfire. Once the person goes to hellfire, there is no escape from the hell. And so God is going to destroy all the enemies of God. And they are going to go to hellfire. So we have to be thankful to God that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross of Calvary, saved mankind, and he has given us eternal life. So it is our duty to tell people not to go to hell, go to heaven. Almost finished the chapter 20, but about millennium, we did not study what the 1,000 years reign, what would happen in the 1,000 years reign, and what kind of life will be there. It's a long story, a long teaching, or long the subject. One of these days, I'm going to have a study, special study on the millennium. Next week, if I have chance, before we go to chapter 21, we will study a little bit about the 1,000-year reign what kind of life people will be living. Okay? Shall we pray? Let's rise and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to understand the Word of God. There are so many people dying without God and without Christ. But you have given us chance to believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And our names are written in your book, the Lamb's Book of Life, the Book of Life. So we are not going to be judged because the judgment is for the sinners. And we are passed from death unto life, and there is no condemnation because we are living by the Spirit of God and not living by the flesh. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us, delivering us, and keeping us from all kinds of dangers. Be with us, sanctify us, and use us more and more for your glory, and give us grace to warn people to not to go to hell, but come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. There is still time, and God is waiting for us, to everyone to come to heaven. So we commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.